So this commentary is on the murder of Dante Wright. The cycle continues. It's funny how less than 10 miles from where they trial Derek Chauvin, the pig who murdered George Floyd, is being held, another Minnesota pig shoots and kills an unarmed black kid. The initial reason for the traffic stop was over an air freshener hanging on his rearview mirror. Let that sink in for a second. See, this kind of stupid laws, which are often used as a pretext for racial profiling. Once he was pulled over, they claimed that he had a warrant out for his arrest, a misdemeanor at that. This warrant, apparently someone sent from a marijuana arrest he has a teenage, and was supposed to pay a fine, but failed to do so, among some other misdemeanor charges. I find this to be quite interesting for a state that claims to embrace the legalization of marijuana. And when he was pulled over, when they attempted to place him in handcuffs, he tried to get away. Once he was inside his vehicle with his girlfriend on the passenger seat, a pig named Kim Porter reached for a gun, shot and killed the 20-year-old Dante Wright. So by now we've all seen this video once again. Her reason was that it was an accidental discharge, that she meant to use a taser breach for her, you know, her gun instead. This is someone who had been with the police force for 26 years. In fact, she was one of the top field training officers. Safe to assume that she has had a lot of weapon training over the years. Now, in the realm of logic, it's hard to fathom how in the hell a 26-year police vet accidentally confuses a taser for a gun. But she did actually shoot and kill Dante Wright by an accident, as she claimed that she mistook a taser for a gun. If a 26-year vet can make such a mistake, then it's emblematic of the training she received, which indicates that there's a much larger issue at hand, not just with training, but especially with racial profiling. In this day and age, proportionally more black people are murdered by pigs than those who were killed by lynch mobs during the Jim Crow era. We get murdered simply for walking, driving, selling loose cigarettes, counterfeit $20 bills, expired tags, etc. Any mundane interaction between pigs and black people can easily translate into the murder of black men and women. Now we have yet another mother who is in a club that no mother wants to be in, no father wants to be in, no family member wants to be in. Who has lost a son to police killing, a family without their loved one once again. His girlfriend is traumatized for the rest of her life from witnessing Dante get murdered in front of her. All we want is justice and equal treatment. But they're lucky we really aren't seeking for revenge for the countless black bodies that have been unjustifiably taken from us. How many black people must be killed for no reason at all for there to be some actual kind of change? What's next? Are we going to protest, revolt, then move on, hashtag? Until it happens again, this cycle of state-imposed lynchings must come to an end. Fuck defunding police. Police structure must be abolished. That's the only way to get past this and finally break this cycle. All power to the people. And before I do conclude with that commentary, I just want to say that Black Lives Matter, they have tremendous value despite their constant attempts to try to make us feel less valuable or less human. We are descendants of kings and queens. We are strong, resilient, and beautiful. Our lives matter. Our lives are valuable, despite the constant attempt to dehumanize us. Let's keep our heads above water and walk with that swag that reminds them we are valuable. We matter. We can never break our spirits. All power to the people.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.